come out this high, and it's got legs that are sort of A-shaped, and he can put a board on it when he's sawing the board.
Oh, sawhorn.
Fine. And what do you call the kind of support that's shaped like an X, and you can put a piece of firewood in it to saw it up?
That's sawhorn, too.
That's a sawhorn, too. What do you call something that a person might let a baby lie in if he wants to take a baby for a ride?
Carriage.
And if you had a baby in a carriage, you might say you were going to what the baby?
What's that?
If you had a baby in a carriage, you might say you were going to...
Please.
Okay, fine. I forgot my pencil. Would you ever use a word like kitty-cornered or catty-cornered? Now, what would you mean if you used that?
Get like anything straight, catty-cornered.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word anti-goddling or yanny-whistling? Okay. Well, that's all my questions, Mr. But before I let you go, I wonder if you'd tell me a little bit about what life was like out here in Deep Step when you were growing up. What kind of work did you do when you were a boy, and what you did around the house to help your father and this kind of
thing? Well, work on the farm, getting wood and a lot of stuff at night.
Uh-huh.
Had all that to do.
Well, now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
Had five brothers and three sisters.
Boy, you had a big family, didn't you?
Sure did. You know, when my father, when all of them got grown, you see, he hired them out, and I had to stay home. And I got grown.
Well, now, when he said he hired them out, where did they go and what kind of work did they do?
Work on the farm.
Uh-huh. You mean they worked for other people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did what kind of things?
You know, planting corn, cotton, stuff like that.
Well, will you just tell me what an ordinary day would be like from the time you got up in the morning till the time you went to bed when you were growing up, still working around the
farm? Well, about...
Would you hold that up a little?
About 15 a day.
Uh-huh.
15 a day, that was the highest you got.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing like I tell them boys, little boys now, I say, y'all gonna come up with an idea. They get to my old time. I said, old time, nothing. I said, you had a better time than you have now. Mm-hmm. We get out and wait from sun up to sun down, I'm talking about. You know. And you see what your money made then, you can take and buy some kind of corresponding with your money.
Mm-hmm.
You take overall. Now, these things cost $5. Get along in 75 cents, the best rate.
Good gracious, that really is a difference.
It's your law. But now, you make big money, but you spend
mm-hmm.
buy things, and it ain't worth nothing. You take over all things, buy now, you find $6 for them, tell you what it's time to do, and then pay it twice. All them cutting them wash out. And you could take some in and 75 cents on just like you went up on that house, you know. Have them fall off and the nails got hung in there, you'd hang there.
Mm-hmm.
They had to come and get you. But now you take, get up there and fall on one of zip and rip those nails a bit of down.
Do you think the times are generally better for most people these days? I mean, you think living is better or worse? Or?